Hi, Tom. This is Aubrey. I'm the pricing director here for your area. How are we doing today?
I'm doing okay. My sister told me about your company that, what's it called, that she did an advertisement with you guys and she recommended you.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And is this a, she's another psychic, correct? She runs another psychic business? Okay, excellent, excellent. So, yeah, we can definitely go over a few things here, see what package fits right for you in your business, okay? So I'm just going over a couple of notes here that Dan had left me. You've been in business for 6 years now.
In this location, yes. In a previous location, what's it called? 14 years. I've been in the business since 20 years.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, you're just as old as we are. Nice. Excellent. Excellent. Now, have you looked into any kind of online marketing or anything in that time?
No, I have a Google page. That's about it. Usually, everything used to be word of mouth, but the world has changed so much. It's not that you could just give out a flyer anymore.
Right. Absolutely. Everything's transformed into digital word of mouth.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. I'm seeing you don't have a website either. Now, is that like a non-active website, or you just never decided to make one?
Never made one. The only thing I have is the Google business where what's called they just type in and they find directions and they leave a review, but it's nothing that big of a deal.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's one of the things that we can help you out with, especially if you don't have a website. We build one for you. So that's actually something that can help you out there. Now, I'm seeing here that you service 5 borough areas.
Yeah.
That's a wide radius. Is that your base area, or is that, you know, as far as you'll go out?
No, that's what's called as far as we'll go out. But I do have clients, like, in Connecticut, in Philadelphia, in New Jersey, depending on if they want to put us for a party, that we said what's called that we always go out there.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Target market is both residential and commercial. Perfect. Okay. Now, in terms of social media marketing, is that something you've thought of?
What do you mean by social media marketing?
So, like Facebook, like having a business Facebook, running Facebook ads, things like that?
If I give you my sister's name, would you see what something she has, like a similar package to what she has I'm looking into?
Okay. So we would need the phone number for that. Let me go ahead and pull this up here. What is the phone number for her business?
One second. Give me one second, because I don't know any phone number off the top of my head anymore.
God, hey, I'm the same way. I used to have them in heart, in mind, and now I need my little directory.
Yeah, so let me just go through my list of phone. Would you like her address and business name for right now while I look that up?
Actually, that'll provide that for us once we put the number in, only because we can't do searches based on, like, the business address or anything. So we just use the phone number.
Oh. All right, give me one second. 917-239-8405.
405. Okay, give me one moment here. Okay, Miss Sylvia Marks.
Yep.
No,
Williamsburg.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and take a look here. Excuse me.
Okay.
Okay. So we're looking at the $199 package. Okay, so that's our local SEO. Okay, okay. And I see she's actually doing very well with this right now. So that's what you're looking into, the local SEO, pretty much just getting the Google business profile, getting the website made for you, and getting that first page placement. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what she recommended for us to do. She said that this is what's called what she's got, and she what's called and she's pleased with it, and recommended us to do the same.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's interesting because I actually signed on a psychic not too long ago who also utilized that same package. So it seems to be something that does fit for the psychic business is just the local SEO. Now, if you wanted to upgrade at some point in the near future, you know, profits coming in, you're kind of deciding you want to expand a little bit, you can then take on things like Facebook ads, Google ads, and things like that, okay?
No, that's no problem. That's why. For right now, I just want to test run this, see how it did, because I tried things in the past, and I didn't have too much success with it. Someone put up the ads on TikTok, and they did the what's called the Instagram ones, and I didn't really care for the Instagram.
Okay, excellent. So what we're going to do here, just to go over a little bit about what your package has in it here, just so you know, kind of how we're working for you here. So in our local SEO package, we do complete a Google local optimization setup for you. Of course, that's the given. That's your content for your search engine optimization and your first page placement. And then we also include you in the top 5 directories. So we're getting you in Google. We're getting you to the top of Yelp, top of Bing, top of Apple Maps and Safari, okay? And then we go ahead and create your initial content for Bing. So after that, we're going to go ahead and get your keywords listed. And then we're going to get you exposure on mobile devices, so iPhones, Androids, tablets, computers, and we're going to market towards your peak hours of business, okay?
Okay.
All right, excellent. So let me go ahead and get your package ready here for you. Now, each package does come with a one-time programming fee. It's just $99. So your initial investment would be $298, and then you would just see $199 month to month, okay?
Okay. So I thought the Sylvia's package is $150.
So the $150 package is no longer something that we utilize. It's no longer existing, but it is our local package, right? So it just went up by $50. That's all.
Okay.
All right. So give me one moment here. Okay, perfect. So we just have to do a couple of things here before we even get into payment. We do want to make sure that your business name and information is absolutely correct for you. So what I'm seeing here is Athaler, if I'm saying that correctly, Square Psychic. Now, is that an LLC or an INC?
No, it's a regular thing. It's Harald, H-E-R-A-L-D.
Okay.
Because I'm right across the street from Macy's. That's the famous Harald Square.
Gotcha. So just to make sure that you said H-A-R-A-L-D, correct?
No, H-E-R-A-L-D.
E-R. Gotcha. Okay, and there's no LLC for that. And then what is the business location?
It is 51 West 36th Street, New York, New York, 10001.
All right. Now, is this a like a business building or is this a home base?
It's a mixed use.
Okay.
It's a business. What's it called? It's the first couple floors are a business, and then the rest is what's it called? Is a part of the building.
Okay. Perfect. The reason we ask is because if it was a home base, we obviously don't want thousands of people showing up at your door. So we map
for
you.
There's separate doors for the what's it called? For the building and then for the karaoke and for the restaurants and for me.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And then we do have first name Tom. What is the last name?
My last name is Miller. Now, I'm the operator of it, but the person that's going to be doing the reading is my wife. Her name is Bonnie. So what's it called? Could you just put the what's it called to appear on there as what's called the Harold Square Psychic, or it has to have a name on there?
Yeah, so the business name would be that we post on Google for you would be Harald Square Psychic, and then the description would have, you know, who does the readings, owner, operator, things like that. Okay. So
I would, readings by Bonnie.
Readings by Bonnie, okay.
Yes.
Readings by Bonnie. And that's what you want us to display on Google for you, correct? Readings by Bonnie is the name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and then that's B-O-N-N-I-E, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then what is a good email for you so I can go ahead and send over your Google verification?
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, this is going to be for what's called for the website or just for us to communicate?
Just for us to communicate.
Okay, I'll give you my personal. That's BabyLauren0422@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. Okay, so that's BabyLauren0422@yahoo.com.
That's perfect.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and send over your Google verification. This is just pictures that we need of things like the workplace, you know, tools and equipment, invoice, things like that, okay?
Okay. Now I can get those over to you in a little while, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Google verification, yeah, the Google verification pictures can be done when you go through your client interview, which we'll be able to set after we get everything set here for you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So let me know when you see the Google verification. I'm sending that over now. All right. Sent that over for you. That'll come from Local Splash.
Let me check my spam folder. No.
All right, and then while you're looking for that, we'll go ahead and bring up your security question here. So you have three to choose from. These are in case, because, of course, with increased visibility, there's the likelihood that you'll receive third-party calls from vendors that are not related to Local Splash. So we create the security question for you so you know that it's coming from us, okay?
Okay, no problem. I'm still going to get the email.
You didn't receive the email yet. Okay.
No.
Give me 1 second. Let me make sure I did type in your email properly. So you said that's B.
You come. Hold on 1 second. No, I got something from a 951 number 221. I got a text.
Okay. So that's definitely not from me. Let's see. So just to make sure I got the spelling correct, that's BabyLauren0422@yahoo.
That's correct, sir.
Okay.
Fill it out over here. Oh, I just got it.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So it was just delayed a little bit. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. So the three security questions you have to choose from here, you have mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Maiden name? Okay. And then can you spell that out for me?
U-F-I-E.
All right. U-F-I-E. Okay. Excellent. Excellent. So the, let me make sure that the details here are correct for you. That's Eastern Time Zone, New York, New York. And the zip code is 10001, correct?
But yes.
Okay. Okay.
I have a question over here. It's mm-hmm. asking for a what's called an invoice. They want to see receipts?
Well, no. So the invoice is... Yes, yes, correct. So that's what we would put up there for your pricing and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, they're asking for a business license and what's called a business registration. So what's called psychics in New York don't what's called need a business license.
Yeah, so the license and insurance is only for if it's something that's specifically needed for a certain type of work. So that's more like for commercial work or, you know, roofing, construction, general contracting, things like that. But you wouldn't need your insurance or licensing.
All right, so you're just going to need me to send you pictures of what's it called, like if I got a price list of the services I offer and to what's it called, like the decorations of my office space.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. That's not a problem.
Right. Perfect. And then the last thing we add on to your account, of course, is payment method. Were you going to use MasterCard, Lisa?
Yes, I'm going to use the debit card. And how much did you say it has to be?
So today would be the $298 initial, and then it's just $199 month to month.
Okay. And that would be from what's called 30 days from today?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
All right, bear with me 1 second. Let me get my wallet.
Yes, sir.
Okay, tell me when it's ready for the numbers.
I'm ready.
Okay, it is 5262-1930-6579-8295.
All right, to make sure I do have that correct, that's 5262-1930-6579-8295.
That's correct, sir. The expiration is 11/28.
November of 2028. All right, and then the
security
code.
And the CVC? Okay,
yes, sir.
It's 507.
507. Okay. And that is a MasterCard, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So before I do process the payment, I do have to take you through our voice verification. So because we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, sorry about that, we do have this as an added form of protection for you, okay? Now, as I'm going through this,
okay,
if I'm speaking too quickly or if there's something you don't quite get, don't hesitate to tell me to go back over it for you, okay?
No problem.
All right, excellent. So welcome to the Local Splashes voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Herald Square Psychic.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
I am owner of the Herald Square Psychic. My name is Thomas Miller.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We've provided you with that security question so you know the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? That'll be our 877 number.
Yes, sir.
Okay, excellent. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash in your contacts. And in hiring Local Splash as your excellent. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, that's September 25th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $298. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th in the amount of $199. That'll be a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's our 877 number. You must speak with a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. So let me go ahead and process that here for you. So the next step here is we do want to go ahead and set you a client interview. So that is our informational call. We want to make sure we get your quality control and content editing done for you. Let me see what time slots we do have available. today, the 25th. Okay. All right. So we do have 2 o'clock. Well, no, that's actually blocked out here. Give me 1 second. Okay. 10 to 11 is taken. So we do have 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, and then we have 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, and 6 to 7.
For tomorrow.
For tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have 1 o'clock Eastern time?
1 o'clock Eastern. Let me see. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Okay. 1 o'clock will be perfect. I can speak at that time.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and set that here. So you are going to receive another email from me here in just a moment. That'll just be the acceptance for the time slot here for your client interview. Keep a lookout. Now, you should have received 2 emails and 2 text messages in the time that we've been talking here. That would be your initial invoice.
Yes,
are you seeing? Excellent. So go ahead and open the initial. Go ahead and open the initial invoice text. You'll see the terms and subscriptions. Go ahead and click that link there.
Okay. I got through the email just now. I see it. A base product setup fee, local fee, and programming fee.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. So there should be a link. So there should be a link in there that says subscription terms. Are you seeing that?
Okay, 1 second. I just clicked on it. Local / terms of experience. Yes, I see it. So you need me to agree to these?
Yeah, you know, make sure everything looks good there. And then at the bottom there, there's a signature and a date. Just go ahead and fill those in. Click confirm when you're ready.
Okay.
All right. And then let me pull up the details here for you. Okay.
I'm clicking on the one will confirm the signature. It's not going forward. And I scrolled through everything.
Okay. Did you fill it? You filled in the 2 boxes, correct?
Yes. It said, I agree to receive messages. I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. And what's called, then I put my name in.
Okay. So it might just take a second to load it in for you, because the next page it'll take you to is your account dashboard, where it'll ask for a username and a password, which will be provided for you in 2 emails. Well, your username will always be the business number, so that's the 917-266-5831, and then the password will be sent over to you in an email, okay?
Okay, now I have a question. If I wanted to a different number for the business number, I could always do that, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not a problem. All right, so we'll go over all of that tomorrow when they tell when they ask me what email I want to use for the business, what phone I want to use for the business, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because this is my personal phone number. That's why I have a different number that I use for clients.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, then we'll definitely go ahead and get that situated for you for sure.
Okay.
And then I'm sending over your client interview email right now. So you'll be receiving that in just a moment. Make sure that the time slot looks good for you and everything looks square there. Just go ahead and accept that. Let me refresh your account here for you.
Okay. Now it says local / username password.
Perfect. Okay. Yep. And I do have your terms and conditions signed on my end here. So again, that'll be the current business number, 917-266, will be your username. And then you'll receive an email in like 60 seconds that'll have your password in it. Okay.
Okay. All right. So username is my phone number, and then you're just giving me a temporary password.
Correct. Mm-hmm. All right. Perfect. And we do have you all set on this side here. Did you have any questions for me or anything like that before I let you go?
No, that's fine. All right, so I expect to hear from you tomorrow. We'll go over all the details and we could go forward. I thank you for all your help, sir.
Absolutely. I look forward to working with you. I'm excited for you. And, you know, we already do have work for your sister here, so we're looking to see those same results for you, okay?
Hopefully we will. And what's called in the psychic community, it's a lot of word of mouth. So if what's called, if all goes good, I can recommend a few people as well.
Absolutely. We look forward to it.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
You're very welcome. Talk to you soon, Thomas.
Okay. Bye-bye.